Thomas Pringle and the Minister came out today and with some of the Minister's staff. And we looked at issues around the piers, the roads on the island, because there's only one road that is designated a county road in it, but there's a lot of work needed doing. And also the project also at the old school to try to look to develop the old school, because we believe that if the school was made into a kind of heritage centre, that it'll help the tourists in the area to come in, because a high volume of tourists come to Oi Island because of the caves in it and the rock climbing. The islanders will meet now during the week and put their proposals properly on paper and send it on to the Minister. And both Thomas and Joe will look then to see how we move forward.
The message really from the islanders was, we aren't looking for an awful lot. We're looking for very, very basic works to ensure that we have adequate transport, and we're looking for an investment in the school. Did you get the impression from Joe McHugh that he's listening and that he may be able to do something constructive here?
I have to say, yes, I did. There was positive signs coming from Joe McHugh today. We'll have to wait now and see. But yes, I'd be very confident. Oi Island has been probably left to the wayside. There's no running water and there's no electric on the island, and they're not actually looking for that. They're quite content with the way that they run the island themselves. Just a wee bit of more support, and I think that's more than fair. We need to invest into our islands. If we're talking about the Wild Atlantic Way, there's no point having road signs up unless we have something to offer for those who come from Germany or France or from south of their own country. We need to have the facilities and the infrastructure in place.